Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Good morning. This weather alert update is brought to you by Xarban ARS Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Partly cloudy skies, 88 expected for the high today. Thursday, clouds, but 89 expected. We're starting to creep back up to the warm, those hot temperatures for summer. Right now, 61 degrees. Stay connected with the 3 News Now Weather Alert Team, the team, technology, and experience to keep you safe and informed. At 6:05, here are your news headlines. Well, an Aeromexico plane carrying 97 passengers and 4 crew members crashed into a field in Mexico yesterday. Miraculously, everyone on board survived the impact.
I would love to be that person.
I thought there was a pilot, but he made it.
He made it okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, that everybody made it.
Those were the critical condition pilot, but man, I mean, who survives an airplane crash?
Oh.
Right, one guy was like, "I broke my arm." You're like, "No, the pilot and a passenger are in critical but stable condition."
Okay.
So, Wow. Yes, yeah, there were a couple that were like, but yes,
how
97
many?
Passengers, 80. 4 crew members, everybody walked away.
Oh, so it's a decent-sized plane that went down.
Ooh, yeah.
Exciting.
I know, isn't that bananas? I mean, you see this stuff and you're like, how did anybody? 49 people had to be hospitalized. But I mean, of that, 49 people hospitalized, 97 passengers, that means the others were like, just checked out and let go.
Walked out of cornfield.
Right. Dazed. You see the interviews and they're very calm. I'm like, it's called shock.
that would be shock.
Can't believe.
Yeah, I've got a buddy who's an attorney, and it one of the people they hired years ago used to be the in-house counsel for one of the major airlines. One of the big carriers who had to work there after 9/11 and handle all the lawsuits.
Okay.
And
so we had to talk to those people.
She'd been there for a while. And one of the stories she told was, her area of litigation is plane crashes, that the survivors, the journey they go through is pretty long. And as an attorney, you're waiting, you know, they're waiting out. They're like, they're going to sue.
Yeah.
Or the different issues they go through and all the survivor guilt. And the one story she had told us that a lot of times the survivors hook up with each other.
Yeah, because they have guys
really?
In common.
Yeah, because they're the only ones that know each other, like in that
they
way.
They all want to hang out.
And they're like, deal.
The only one that understands me is the other.
Yeah.
Survivors, like, you're all bonded, like you're in an army platoon, you know, that went through war.
Yeah, and that
those
survivor's
are now your
guilt.
War buddies.
Yeah, and that survivor guilt's crazy because that what happens is you become that person of going, why did I survive? Why? Is there a purpose? Is there something there? Why did this person
go?
So, imagine
I'm married, I'm a survivor, she's married, she's a survivor. I'm now telling my wife, like, I'm hanging out with her because she's the only one that gets me.
Yeah.
Wife's like,
seriously, that's what they're saying. They're like, you don't know me anymore.
Wow.
We have a shared experience. It's crazy.
Wow. So at least the survivors, there's going to be a lot of hooking up.
I know, maybe. But this is talk about a plane crash story where you're like, wow, everybody is accounted for.
Do you guys morbidly think of a plane crash?
Every
even
day.
Even for a second, every time you take off?
Yeah, absolutely.
You said every day. I was like, whoa, not every day. I mean, every time you're on a plane.
Yes.
Like for a second, it's in your head and then you make it go away. You're like, oh, go away. You griefer. Yeah. You're even telling your own thoughts. Like,
yes,
we're
I
on
do.
Vacation.
Right. I know.
But for a
I
second,
do.
The logic person in your brain jumps in front and goes, are we going to crash today?
I know. It's like it could happen. You're in the air.
And as, you know? Like, and not to say, but like as a parent, like if I'm traveling with my husband, like I definitely have that moment where I'm like, wow, like our kids could be, well, like we're on our way to vacation town. And this could be like a life-changing moment. Like, and now our children are orphans. Peter's like, why do you think like that? I'm like, because it's, you know, you naturally
think. Crazy.
Because I'm crazy.
Because I'm a crazy person.
Come
honey.
On.
And you married me.
Yes.
You're strapped to the deck of this crazy ship and it's going down.
It's like, we're not going to crash. We're going to someplace lovely. So, yes, this is a good story coming out of Mexico.
I mean, party, this jet would be the size of kind of like those little mini jets.
Okay, yeah.
That you get on sometimes.
Yeah, I've been on a couple of them going to the smaller cities.
I like those.
Oh, God, yes.
Because it feels...
I think there's three
It feels
three
newer.
In a row.
Yes. But the plane seems newer and more aerodynamic.
It does.
Yeah. All right, what else?
Facebook officials say that they've detected another influence operation ahead of the 2018 midterm elections. Social media giant told Congress it's removed 32 pages and accounts from Facebook and Instagram that it deemed fake and engaged in political efforts to influence this year's midterm elections. Facebook's trying to recover from the Cambridge Analytica scandal, where U.S. intelligence agents said that Russia agents were able to use personal data to try and influence the 2016 election.
With all the fighting that we have.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a friend requested last week by American Army hero Jessica Lynch.
How's she doing, by the way?
Remember, she was the girl in the second Gulf War where they had to go rescue her?
Yes.
The cute little blonde girl. Now, clearly it wasn't her. It was a bot.
Yeah.
But how strange. There's a friend request from Jessica Lynch, and her Facebook profile was her Army photo.
It's like,
she had
like
four,
this is so...
four profile pics, and they were all... in her Army outfit.
Taken from the internet.
I would love to know how that works. All right, so you got that.
So I got excited and accepted like an idiot. I don't know what I was thinking. I think I really thought it was real for a second.
Yeah, why
not? Jessica Lynch. And then, like, there were three questions that was like, hello to your face, Jeff.
You're like, oh.
Hi, Jessica. I am on Earth. And I just responded, bot! Like it would know. Why and it always goes, what?
Those bots are so lazy.
And then I unfriended. Yeah. But it was going to tell me to vote the other direction.
You're like, it was going to influence my mind.
Well, God, the other day, Wylene, I sent something to Jeff, but Wylene got friended by someone that passed away.
Who worked with us.
Yeah, worked with us.
Was Wylene ever friends with her on Facebook?
No, and it was weird because Wylene was like, well, you know, there are other people that were friends with her. I think somebody just got a hold of her Facebook page, and then she started getting messages of like, how are you doing? And I'm like, is she speaking from the grave?
Yeah, that's
it was
little...
weird, but also totally disrespectful.
I think it must be an algorithm.
I was bothered by that. And I'm like,
I'm sure it's
like a dead person.
Algorithm that just probably pulls from a photo it finds on the internet that's close to your orbit.
Okay.
I don't think it's probably random in the world.
It was strange.
It seems like an inefficient model, though. Why would it want to spit at you?
Someone who's...
In theory, a photo that you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Someone you know. Right. So anyway, yeah, you're right.
MoviePass is hiking its monthly subscription rate by 50%. It used to be $9.95. Now it's going to be $14.95 a month. And you don't get to see those opening weekend movies. All the more reason, more money and less products.
Makes sense.
We've been hating on MoviePass 3 days in a row now.
Yeah. Probably
hey, man,
tomorrow.
They keep bringing it. They keep bringing it out. Last
Friday.
Week, they had to temporarily, they had a service outage because they ran out of money and had to borrow $5 million to get back up and running.
It's just too good to be true. I mean, yes, it worked and they hurt on doing it.
Right.
MoviePass always seemed like something that only like a rich kid could have.
Yes, exactly. And
I mean,
colorful
if you really
card.
Zoom out, it's a pass that allows me to go to any movie I want, whenever I want.
And my parents got it
popcorn.
For me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Silver spoon.
Until you find out it's $9.95 a month, you're like, wow, even I could afford that. Number of people who live in their vehicles because they can't find affordable housing is on the rise here in the U.S.
We call
even
that
though
car
it's
bum.
Illegal.
Car bum.
Car bum. You remember those are the people that would, in some cities, the police, they mark your car.
Yeah.
You know, to see that it's moved.
Yeah, you got to move
it.
Yeah, it can't be parked to camp out. Yeah, that would suck.
Or you
man.
Just can't move it. Like in the one case that I had, my car had broken down and I kept getting ticketed. I'm like, I can't move it.
Were you living in it?
Yeah, are you living in it at all?
I lived out by it.
I know.
But the number of people that are living in campers and other vehicles are up. The problem is exploding in cities where expensive housing markets are causing people to have to find alternate ways to survive. So like Los Angeles, San Francisco is another big
one.
I
want you to live there.
Some people I can understand when you're young and they do it. On the short term, they're not going to do it forever. Like people that moved out to California and admitted, dude, I was living in my car.
Yeah. And then they were trying to break into the industry of some sort. But I mean, if you're out there working,
cheerleaders or probably golfers, up and coming professional golfers probably live in their car.
God, you got to do what you got to do, I guess.
Those industries that don't pay anything until you make it.
Yeah. Golf would be it. And acting. From what I'm learning, you got to spend a lot of time. sleeping around before you make it.
There was that guy who was making national news this week who was living out of his car. Yep. And he was holding up a sign. It says, homeless, please take a resume. And, you know, he basically had gone out west and gone through his savings.
He's the one that got 200 job offers, right?
Right.
Is that him?
Yeah. But he was living out of his car, you know, showering at the local gym. And had his, like, interview clothes in, like, a separate backpack. But
his cardboard box said, homeless, hungry for success.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's put a sprayer on your
Take
back.
A resume.
How's that guy not get beat up by the homeless guy on the curb across from him?
That says, I'll take anything. Says,
hungry for success.
The other guy's hungry.
I'm hungry for kicking your ass when my shift's over.
I'm hungry for sandwich.
I'm telling you, there's a homeless guy who holds a sign on the corner behind my apartment. He works harder than all of us. The shifts he pulls. I'm like, I don't know who your boss is, but you were pulling so many doubles this week.
In the rain. In the heat.
In the rain, in the heat. He pulls doubles and triples. So I clearly mean, standing on some of these corners must pay. It's an ATM.
It has to. Yeah, there are those ones. And people want to call in and tell us where they're at because they're the ones that are there every single day, like you said, with the same sign for 10 hours a day. 10 Locking hours. I would go insane standing on a corner for 8 hours a day.
Right.
Yeah.
Just standing there, trying to make small talk with people who decide to stop and, you know, help you out.
Hungry for success.
So living in cars on the rise.
So it's on the rise, which you hear a lot about, like San Francisco. I mean, we just recently, you know, you hear about the fact that affordable housing in San Francisco is just basically non-existent to the point where restaurants there are having, even nicer restaurants are having to do like self-service because they can't find anybody to wait tables because nobody can afford to like wait tables and live in San Francisco. San Francisco's got a big problem.
That Exit Omaha we just sent out, it's tickets to Ed Sheeran, a plane ticket, and then a rental car. And we're like, yeah, you're living in that thing.
I mean, we didn't get you a hotel. We got you the rental car.
Park that in the street or something, buddy.
Molly, you smoking cigars over there. What are you
imagine it's a Hilton? No, we didn't get my hotel.
I wish I were smoking cigars. Oh, my God. MTV turns 37 today. Network That's, launched.
No, really? Come yes. on. It took a nice long hiatus. Does that, I guess.
It, no, it never went
no,
anywhere.
37 it was. Still it's been there. Here the whole time. It's just a matter of like, obviously the programming has changed from 24-hour videos to now, you know, reality shows and road rules
multiple
and all that
channels,
kind of stuff.
Too. Multiple channels, multiple platforms.
But it was on August 1st, 1981, became the first ever 24-hour video music channel. Yeah. First words ever spoken on MTV were, ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
Sequencer, T-minus 27
seconds. Curious when Omaha got it.
We have gone for redundant set sequencer start. T-minus 20 seconds.
When it signed on, it was only East Coast and New York.
Yeah.
Anyway, they did the full countdown. Bam.
I remember this.
The original launch. So you remember those VJs.
Rock and roll.
There you go.
Remember in some of those stories, those VJs said wherever they broadcast from, I don't think you could watch it where they lived.
Okay. All right.
Which I think
that would be
weird. They hired a bunch of major market DJs out of Boston and New York, East Coast guys.
And some
and I think
still
maybe
on.
It was like only in Brooklyn or Jersey at first for like maybe a month.
I was living in...
And then they did their first event someplace.
Okay.
Where it was showing and they showed up at a bar and there was a line around the block. They were rock stars overnight. The VJs.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
And it hadn't even gone nationwide yet.
God, I was in Florida. I don't know what year it was, but I remember it coming on, and that's all we did. Sat and watched that. There's a beach outside. We sat and watched. That was the beginning of never leaving the house.
I went to where you go during the holidays, Padre. The first and only time I went to South Padre was in the 90s with a bunch of younger guys, you know, we're there for supposed to be spring break. And we sat in the hotel room watching MTV Spring Break with the blinds pulled.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
What a waste.
What a waste. And I remember I kept opening the window and being like, you guys, this is I'm pointing
amazing.
At the TV. This is there.
Yeah.
But we were off season.
Okay.
But we were
all
in Padre, but it was still a beach and blue water and a pool.
Right outside.
But the girls were on MTV.
Yes.
MTV Spring Break. And we're watching MTV Spring Break. I just... And it's heyday, man. That That's like in the heyday of videos, and then they were the heyday of reality TV.
God, remember? Oh, yeah. There was only X amount of videos, a handful of videos, and they'd just rotate them.
It changed the music industry.
Yeah.
It didn't go by what radio was playing. If you had a video, you got airtime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was huge.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
This is this time.
Streaming live, worldwide, 24 hours a day.
Check it out.
Channel 941.com.
First preseason NFL football game, by the way. I just got to get that out to him.
It's
so excited.
August dang first, y'all.
Yeah.
I mean, these things happen in August.
No, this is the Hall of Fame game. It's going to be Bears versus Ravens. So I said something to Wyleen yesterday. I said, I won't watch as much football as I did last year in the previous years. I'll chill on the old football thing because I just couldn't get enough.
And there's no way.
Like,
I mean, look
I
at,
won't believe
she
it.
Had to put up with all of the hockey that you watched this year.
Oh,
I mean, you took a little bit of a sports break after the Stanley Cup. Like, what have you watched?
I couldn't
What sporting event have you watched? Did you watch any?
I watched a tiny, tiny little bit of the World Cup. That is it.
Okay.
And even the youngest even said something to me.
Stop it.
Well, he was like, I was talking about football season because that's what I love, you know.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm just pumped for football season. He's like, man, you watch sports year round. What is your, I mean, that's all you do is watch sports.
You should have slapped him right in the face.
Oh, man. I was like, how dare you?
You're like, listen, this is my television. I watch what I want.
Yes.
He goes all Firstborn, that movie Firstborn, where like the new dad shows up, lives in the house, seems cool at first, and then all of a sudden, not so cool.
Yeah.
Don't mess with this stuff.
That changed it up a little bit. But Wyleen said to me last night, she goes, you can watch as much football as you want.
Aww.
Look at that.
Once you put a ring on my finger. What? Did I? I'm sorry. There was another.
Look at you coming on and just pining on the radio about the permission you got from your girlfriend.
It's not permission. I didn't look at it as permission, but I guess it is, isn't it? Is it a trick?
It might be. She might be setting up.
I don't think that girl has any schemes.
No.
She's just sweet.
Yeah,
no, she's really nice.
Molly's not so lucky. I mean, Peter's not so lucky. But
what?
Yeah,
I was like, what? No, Peter pulled this. So I rarely get like, the TV full on to myself. And so last night, Avengers Infinity War came out on digital download yesterday.
Oh,
and I had not seen it in the theater. So I bought it on account of the fact that buying it was cheaper than taking my entire family to the theater. It cost $20 to download it or $50 for all of us to go.
We get that, but why wouldn't you just wait another week and rent it for $7, $6 or whatever?
Because I'm going to watch it like a million times.
I quit it.
You've done it.
I know. So,
but
I'm watching
that's my justification. It's just a bunch of BS. It's a lie. I'm saying that, it costs cheaper to buy it than it is to take them to a movie theater. That's just a lie to myself.
We always watch, but we do circle back and watch stuff a lot. I mean,
well, you got kids.
Right. So you have Avengers, you want to watch it, what? It's up against the Cubs game or something last night?
No. So Peter's watching the Cubs game upstairs, fine. We've got a TV in the kitchen, it's a smaller TV. But the minute the Cubs game's over, he comes slinking down and he's like, hey, what'd I miss? I was like, you cannot come into the last 15 minutes of a 2.5 hour movie and expect me to catch you up. And he's asking all these questions.
Like, how dare you?
I was like, are you serious right now? You cannot.
Are you
even
serious?
I'm gonna go home.
I am on a journey.
I'm leaving now. I'm going to go home and hug Wyleen.
I am on a journey. Yeah. You are trying to hijack in the last 10 minutes.
Like when stuff had hit the fan, like if stuff already hit the fan.
Right. Like it's getting like it's the emotional climax of 2 hours and 20 minutes worth of content. Like to try to bring somebody up to speed. And still be able to like watch the movie, impossible. And he's like, well, no, it is. It's like,
it would be impossible.
He knew. I told him, I was like, give me 2.5 hours. I've been dying to watch this. I did not get a chance to see it in the theater. I have been counting down the days for it to come out on digital download. And now I finally get to see it. And it was so stinking good.
All right.
So good. And then for him to come down and be like, oh my God, what happened? Now, why is that guy? I'm like, you don't get to ask any of the questions.
No.
You should know that answer.
I said, we will watch this together at another time.
No.
But you had told me that I could watch this. You don't get to come down in the last 10 minutes and start like poking around. Like, hey, what you doing?
But you own the dang thing. You could have paused.
It was my first time watching it. It'd be like somebody coming into a movie theater in the last 10 minutes, sitting down next to you and trying to strike up a conversation. He turned on the lights.
He's like, you can even get your mind around that, Mike.
He's like, think about it. So I'm downstairs.
Think about that for a
second. I'm downstairs in the family room. I have all the lights off, all of them, because I like watching movies in the dark, like you're supposed to.
Right.
Comes downstairs. First thing he does, turns on the lights. I was like, I'm watching something. He's like, why are you down here in the dark? I'm like, because I'm watching a movie and I can see it better when it's dark. He's like, huh. Doesn't turn the light off, leaves it on and comes over and sits next to me on the couch and starts asking me questions.
I mean, it's not like your weird roommate. It's your husband.
I know.
You live in a house together with children. It's not that shocking.
And you have a remote that pauses. It's not like a movie theater, Molly.
Exactly.
No, it is supposed to be like a movie theater because I asked for a section of time. I'm a weirdo when I watch movies for the first time. I want to watch them all the way through. I want to watch it as much. That's why I started it early, so I wouldn't do my normal narc off and like fall asleep in the last 20 minutes. I wanted to have the full experience because I was so mad at myself for not seeing it in the theater. And then to have lights on, questions asked. I was like, I'm going to bed.
God, poor Peter.
I think he just wanted to watch the end of the Cubs game downstairs. And I think he was trying to annoy me to the point where I would leave and he could have the TV.
Well, it's fourth season.
I seem very glad.
So tomorrow night is preseason football.
Hot tub!
Week one of five. Five weeks of preseason NFL. It's Bears at Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
Wow.
So tomorrow starts 5 weeks of preseason. We are 4 weeks from the first Husker game. From the first Husker game.
Yeah.
We're 7 weeks from preseason NHL hockey. And 9 small weeks from the start of the NHL season.
Oh, my Lord. Bye, Wiley.
Oh, my gosh. Didn't it just finish the NHL season?
I mean, I'm shocked. Like, oh, my God. It's a short window.
It's a very short window.
For sports. And this is taken in that we're not fanatical baseball fans because you got Major League Baseball right now. But
that's my husband.
This is when a lot of people take the break. No NBA, no NFL.
No, nothing. So football, hockey. See you next
it's just
year.
Fall. Yeah. Fall is nearly fallen.
Absolutely love it.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, wake up. The best way to wake up. Wake up.
Channel 94.1.
Kim Kardashian has found herself in another celebrity feud. This time it's with Tyson Beckford, the male model. So there was a photo of Kim Kardashian posted where she was dressed up for her appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live. And I guess Tyson Beckford decided to comment on it saying, sorry, I don't care for her personally. She's not real. The doctor blanked up on her right hip and sort of, you know, was like, ugh. So
he put a vomit emoji. That's what's funny in this exchange. This is the modern era. Emojis count, people. And then he had the vomit one. It's where you're the sick.
I like that one.
Yeah,
I do.
So Kim Kardashian wrote back, sis, we all know why you don't care for it. T-frog. And then, nail painting emoji. And
T-frog, nail painting. Important response.
Okay.
Yes.
The T-frog.
It's all
the whole ask Kermit the Frog doing tea. Like,
but what do I know?
You take you fire back and then you sip your tea. She painted the nails. This is how people talk. But operative word was sis. She said, sis, we all know why you don't care. And people are like, did she accuse him of being gay?
So some are going after her thinking that she's being homophobic. Now, he is not. I don't believe if he is gay, he's never publicly
announced. And if he was gay, there'd be nothing wrong with it.
Hello.
Yeah, but some people are like, don't talk like that. You got to take some grief, Kim K. How dare you?
So this has been a week for her because earlier this week she was in trouble when she and her sisters got together and she announced that, she's down to like 119 pounds. And her sisters are like, oh my God, you look anorexic. And they meant it like as like a compliment. Like, you look so good. You look anorexic. She's like, oh. And so, of course, people are like, hey, listen, that's not cool.
I mean, people need to get over it. There's a fish to fry. But I guess if you're going to dwell on it. How soon do celebrities just only communicate in emojis? That's what I want to know.
We're almost there.
When will be the singularity? I've got friends that only communicate in little jiffies. I mean, everything is a celebrity making a face or a, I like the people when on social media where they just respond back and forth with endless gifs.
I know. It's pretty stupid, but funny, but...
Is it?
It's stupid. It's, yeah. I mean, it's, God, people, come on.
Letting other people do the heavy lifting for you. Yeah. Harry Styles is single. He and his girlfriend of about a year, a Victoria's Secret model named Camille, have broken up.
That should have the ladies excited. Harry's out there, gals.
Back on the market. So I guess at his last tour stop in Southern California, he recently seemed to indicate that he's begun fancying guys.
What?
Saying at his solo tour stop in Southern California,
careful,
we're
Kim
all
K.
a little gay, aren't we?
Watch
no,
out,
this is
Molly.
What he said.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was making a little joke. It's the line from Tropic Thunder.
They're a little gay.
Come on. We all a little gay sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, come on. We are.
So, yeah. Harry Styles, single and back on the market. Millie.
Hey, when's he going to do another movie real quick? Because Dunkirk was on last night.
Oh, he's so good.
Remember,
in that.
He was in Dunkirk. He didn't have a lot of lines, but fine as a soldier. Why is he getting cast in something else?
Well, he's been busy with his solo album and a tour. Yeah, so I don't think he's probably had time. But now that he's wrapped everything up, I would imagine.
Plus he's been
once you get a little taste of that, you want it more.
Plus, sounds like he's been making out with a lot of dudes. Kidding, sir.
He's open to it. He's open to it.
How dare you?
He's a busy man.
So Millie Bobby Brown, she's 14, but people still track her dating.
Oh,
she's,
Millie.
You know, the star of, she's 11 from Stranger Things.
Uh-huh. How old is she now? How old?
She's 14.
Okay.
She and her 15-year-old boyfriend, Jacob, they broke up. The decision was completely mutual. Imagine being 14 and issuing a statement about your breakup. When I was 14, I didn't even know if I was allowed to talk to
boys. I wouldn't
want to
be her poor boyfriend because, like, Millie Bobby Brown is like the whole world's little sister.
Yes.
You don't.
And we're going to kick anybody's butt that does her wrong, right?
Right.
Like, was he even good enough? Jacob Sartorius?
I don't even know, but
his name is
they
Jacob
issued.
Sartorius?
Yeah, he's a singer. Why are you already hating on the name? There's probably somebody listening right now named Gary Sartorius. And he just like, frowned. He just told somebody, my favorite guy on the radio is Big Party.
And you're like, what kind of name is Sartorius? I hate that person.
Like, guy's cool. Crying at a stoplight right now.
I'm sorry, Sartorius.
Because I have to listen to another. But I think it is so interesting that you're 14 years old and you're issuing a statement talking about how breakup was mutual. Both happy and remaining friends. I'm like, you're 14. You're allowed to be miserable and angry and say bad things about him and scratch all of his names off of all the notebooks that you put him on.
How many years out are you from having a 14-year-old?
I am 6 years out.
Oh, boy. Oh,
you're 5 to 6 years from the nightmare.
Oh, oh, it's going to be... Well, thankfully, my son is first, and I don't know. It's going to take a special kind of somebody to... He's the absent-minded professor.
He's the one you're going to beat up on, and then little Mare is going to one that's going to be the little princess.
Hey, are we in breakup season? Yeah. Like, what's happening? It's August 1st today. Is it breakup season? Because Millie Bobby Brown is single. Harry Styles just broke up. There's the Victoria's Secret hottie, Alexandra Ambrosio, just broke up.
There's a lot of breakups, isn't there? There's a...
What is it called? Curfing season?
Yeah.
This isn't the...
Cuffing season?
No, is this like a secondary cuffing market? I mean, the big one is in the holidays, but maybe before the start of the school year. Summer love is over.
Right, summer love. You're all heading off to school now, and maybe you're going different places, and bye.
You're right.
Well... These people are back on the market. She's 14 though, so I don't know. I guess if maybe back on the market is
Molly,
the best way to describe being 14 and single. It's called just being 14.
Yeah.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1. The Big Party Morning Show.